Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on this beautiful, it is spectacular day out there. I was just outside, and it's 70 degrees, right around 70 degrees, and just, this is what we live for here in the Coachella Valley, or most of us. Anything below 70, it's too cold. I'm Françoise Rhodes. Joining me in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, or late morning, or whatever it is, Sean.
It's still morning.
Yeah, it is still morning, huh? 11 o'clock.
And yes, it is beautiful outside.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Like and I wish it could always be like that.
Yeah. And it is fun having the snow-capped mountains, even though when the wind comes off them, it's a little chilly.
Right, but I think that's what makes it nice. It makes it because it's a desert, so we're going to get too hot before you know it.
I know, that's
so
right.
Those snow-capped mountains blowing down that breeze is a good thing.
We are already closing. This is our last weekend in January.
Yep.
So we're closing out January, going into February. I'm getting all those tax stuff, you know, that they send you at the end of the year. And here I thought I was going to be really aggressive and get my taxes done early. I thought I'd get them done in January. And then I realized, well, I need those papers. And that was my excuse not to do them yet. So I thought, oh, well, I have some time. I won't do them. But so we made it to the quartzite during the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll talk more about that in a second hour, but I'm going to talk a little bit about it right now as well. Everyone seems to have had a great time. The weather was perfect. Good karma pays off. We had a story, an incident that happened, and I'll tell you more about that in the travel segment of the show because I don't want our travel show listeners to miss it. But overall, it was a fun trip. I got some goodies, and it's almost so overwhelming. I think that was the problem. When you go to Quartzsite for the first time to go shopping in the stores and at the swap meet and stuff, it's just overwhelming. There's so much that you can't figure out what do you even really want? Where do you even start? I'll go back and look at this, and then you don't get back there. But it was a lot of fun, and so I'm glad everybody went, and maybe next year we'll probably do the same thing again. And what the heck? I don't know.
So but how long were you in Gemworld for?
How long? Pardon me? In Quartzsite?
Well, didn't you go into Gemworld, though?
Oh, me?
Yeah, how long were you in Gemworld?
I went in Gemworld when we finally got everybody off the bus that they're doing a 2 drop-off spots. So I was in there, walked around. Then I was really hungry. Then went and walked around with a friend outside in some of the swap meet. Went and had lunch. Walked up and down the street, went back into Gemworld.
So you were there long enough that you were able to split the trip up.
Yeah, and I also bought some things. Yeah, some crazy stuff. I don't know. And then I'm sorry that I didn't get all this other stuff because, again, I was just it's overwhelming. You just don't know where to start. But, yeah, in fact, everyone, all the ladies, I don't know about the men, but all the ladies said, and I tried to explain in the bus a couple times because I didn't want to sway them either way, you know, you want to go to the big swap meet? Do you want to go to Gemworld in that area? But I told them that's where I'll be. And all of them said, I wish we would have just went straight to Gemworld and spent the afternoon there.
Yeah. They had a good time.
Yeah, they did have a good time. Yeah, a lot of them came. I think just about everybody bought something. I came back with bags. This fellow, here I am talking about the trip. One of one of the guys that was on the trip, he found these handmade pocket knives that had inlaid turquoise and different stones for $36 each. And gold. They were really cool. He was so excited. He wanted to show me, and he bought 3 of them for some friends of his. They weren't gigantic ones. They were the ones that you might put in
like
your pocket.
Well,
a couple inches. But they were really, really nice. He said, I couldn't find these for this price outside of the area. So he was all excited. So everybody got a little bit of something. All right, on today's show, we're going to have Felice Ciapparini from the Braille Institute is going to be joining us to talk about some programs they have coming up. We have Diane Williams from Diane Williams & Associates. We're going to talk about how tourism, traveling, how that affects homes in those locations. I thought it's a little bit different than what we normally do on the travel show, but I said I think it doesn't hurt to mix it up once in a while. So we're going to be doing that with Diane Williams. Sean is going to give Donna Calise, I'd get all these names straight. Donna Calise with Dana Point a call during the break in the second hour. So because she was so busy last week, she forgot. She said, Françoise, just call me.
Okay.
Call me. So you'll call her and we'll get a quick whale sightings report and see what's going on with whale watching right now. That's going to happen. We have a lot of prizes to give away. We have Living Desert passes for 2. We have a 4-pack for the Riverside County National Fair and Date Festival. And we also have a $25 gift card for any Kaiser Group restaurant that includes Jackalope Ranch and Kaiser Grill. We have those to give away. And remember, you cannot have won in the last 30 days. And we keep track of all that. And if I find out for some reason we missed you, I'm not going to send you the prize. So we just want to be fair to everyone. We want everyone to have a chance to win. It's not about just the same people that, love to win prizes. Give the other people a chance. So that number to call is 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255. We have a bunch of new stuff on the web. Yesterday on KSQ, I featured Latigo Dude Ranch in Kremlin, Colorado. So the featured page is now about Latigo, so check it out. Filming a new episode of Traveling with Francois Television tomorrow, which is going to be around, it's not about the Salton Sea, it's not about Bombay Beach, it's not about what happened to the sea and what's happening and who's trying to fix it. No, it's about areas around the sea that are frankly fascinating. I have found out more in this research than I ever knew, and I don't want to give it away, but we're going to be filming it tomorrow. And also, this is a little hint, I'm going out on an airboat on the sea to look to shore.
Oh, yeah?
Isn't that going to be cool?
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So I'm excited about that. My brain is going 90 miles an hour. I have all these things in place because I have to have all my information in place because these are one takes. I mean, I'm not one takes, but we don't go back, Sean. I mean, I film this thing however many days I've scheduled to film it. And if I mess up, we'll do a segment over a couple times, but I don't have the luxury of going back and doing
back
all
and
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's up to me to know what I want to talk about before I get there. So that's pretty exciting. That's going on. Today's show is presented by Renova Solar, offering you the best solar has to offer. Plus, they are a local company, and that's a huge plus. We want to thank Swiss Donuts from the corner of Country Club and Monterey for our donuts. They gave me donuts for the Quartzsite trip. They supplied the donuts for the trip to Quartzsite on the bus. And let me tell you, those bus goers are people that went. They had so much fun on the tour, and they loved having those donuts in the morning.
I'm telling you, my Sundays are awesome.
Yeah. And the bus driver, there was just a few left. I had three huge boxes of donuts. They hit all of them except, I think, for about 10. And the bus driver was so excited. He said, I'm taking those home. I said, do you want me to throw them away? Do you want me to? He goes, heck no. I want those donuts. I'm taking them home. He goes,
everybody likes donuts.
Yeah. He goes, this is a treat for me. So again, that was a lot of fun. All right. I have a few little items of interest here I wanted to talk about before we go to break. For those of you that like a tortoise is a turtle that lives on land. A turtle is ones that are in the water. Yes, there's a difference there.
I didn't know that was a difference.
There is a difference.
I thought one was like a scientific term type thing.
No, tortoises are on land. Turtles are in the water. Mojave Maxine is supposed to come out of her burrow at some time. She's in brumation right now, a hibernation for reptiles, which there's a word for you, brumation. And she's a 40-year-old desert tortoise. And they have a contest going for kids that if you pick the right, let's see, What do you have to guess when Mojave Maxine's going to come out? This is through the Living Desert. It's a lot of fun. The first entry received from each county that is the closest to the exact date from each county, the exact date and time, wins a $50 gift certificate, a federal lands pass, a visit from a desert tortoise. Not sure how that one works. Mojave Maxine T-shirts for their entire class, and a $100 gift certificate for the teacher. And students from Imperial, Inyo, Kern, Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, and Ventura counties are invited to participate. And for more, this is for kids going in grades K through 12. What's K?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten through 12. All right. K through 12, you can enter to be part of this. To know more about the Mojave Maxine contest here, go to thelivingdesert.org/Mojave-Maxine. So that should be fun. Have Jasmine do this.
I'm totally going to do
it. I know. She could win this for her class.
That's funny.
And it doesn't say how many entries either. I mean, I don't see where there's a max on how many entries. So anyway, that would be fun. All the rains, they say the drought retreats from half of the state. The drought conditions have retreated from nearly half of California after January's onslaught of storms. That is good news. In fact, we had someone on the bus trying to explain to people that that we're pretty much okay here in the Coachella Valley, but still they can't figure out the government. Now they don't know what to do now. Now they still want people to use common sense so we don't get in that situation again. However, with the money that they've raised, what are they going to do with that money? And these the prices that they have increased on things pertaining to water, shouldn't they give us a refund?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Somehow my water bill is still going up. So.
Yeah, I know, all the additional fees. Don't forget, Disneyland right now has a special package for Southern California residents through May 22nd. It's 3-day tickets are available for $149 to visit one of the two parks each day, or $189 for a park hopper pass that allows unlimited entry into Disneyland and California Adventure on each day. So Disneyland does have... again, discounts for Southern California residents, and you can go to their website, Disneyland.com. So and the Super Bowl.
For three days in a row, is that what that is?
What, 3 days?
Yeah, it's 3 days. You say it's a 3-day pass to each park?
If you do the $189, it's visit one of the two parks each day. What did I say? 3-day admission prices, yeah. If you want to go back and forth, you have to do the $189. If you want to go to one for a while, then the other one for a while, and that's it.
Then
it's a $149. Okay. Yeah. So there's a little, but still a discount for California residents. And then Super Bowl, we talked about that for, we were talking about that off the air, what I have planned for next week. We always do some sort of crazy Super Bowl stuff here on the show. But Heinz, did you hear this about Heinz? They're giving their employees Monday off with pay instead of buying a commercial on the Super Bowl.
That's good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
They say, what is the numbers that sick people that call in? The petition says 16 million people call in sick or don't show up the day after the Super Bowl every year.
That's funny because I've never worked anywhere where anybody's not been there the next day.
The Monday after the game is one of the worst days of the year. So nobody wants to work.
That's funny.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. So Heinz is doing a good thing. I think it's great, and they're hoping other countries will businesses will do this as well. You can go and sign a petition to try to get this to be a national holiday as smunday.org. If they get more than 100,000 signatures, they can send the petition to Congress.
That's funny.
So if you want Monday off with pay, sign this petition on the website at www.smunday.org. And perhaps it will become a national holiday.
Don't they get to pick what holidays were off anyways?
Well, yeah. But I think Heinz did agree. Yeah. Most people don't even use their sick days for being sick.
They use their sick. No, they don't want to waste it on that.
They'll be wasting their sick day on Monday after the Super Bowl. But that's kind of funny. Anyway, so if you want to do that, I don't know. It's a good idea. That many people are taking off. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to find out about some weekly announcements and more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 and Money Radio 101.1 FM. And just keep in mind, the FM with the signal right now, it's in the process of what they do with all this sort of stuff. So you can hear it in your car really well, but you will not hear the FM in your home or business right now at this point. All right, Get a Life Weekly Announcements is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building. Also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, Gallery 500 at Alia, the Sundry Shop, and lots of office space. It's pretty much occupied, but still, you can go to their website at the500ps.com and check it out, and it could be the perfect place for you to be have your business and a boardroom as well. Yes, they have a boardroom that you can rent if you need boardroom space downtown Palm Springs on the corner of Roan Indian and Palm Canyon. All right, we have passes for the Living Desert, two of them. I will mail these out to you if you give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. Sean will just pick a random caller. Remember, you cannot have one in the last 30 days, so please don't call if you have won anything on the show here in the last 30 days. So if you want two passes to the Living Desert, I don't think there's an expiration on them for at least several months. If there is, I don't remember what the expiration date is, but I know it's probably a year from when I've got it. So not till November. I'll mail those out again. 760-440-8255. Right, the movie's out. The Founder with Michael Keaton. I don't know. Did anybody see that movie? Have you been to the movies lately, Sean?
I have not, but I did watch Hidden Figures.
Oh, I heard
that one was really good.
Excellent.
And I watched another one, but I can't remember the name of it anymore.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Arrival. That one was pretty good.
Arrival. Oh, well, now the phone's ringing, so now you have to answer the phone. But yeah, so this is good. This is about McDonald's. It's getting some really good reviews about the founders. Again, I didn't know there were two brothers involved named McDonald, Dick and Mac McDonald, and that's where the McDonald's part came from. So definitely a movie you might want to go check it out, and then let me know. Hanson, David Hanson was on the show last week. Have you had your overhead garage door service yet? Give him a call, 760-565-3939. Remember, they have that gift certificate to Shogun. If you call them in, have them do that tuning, that check, you know, that tune-up of your garage door and check it out. Don't forget, make it nice and quiet and so you don't wake everybody up in the morning when you leave. Command One Security, we always want to thank them. They do a great job. And, of course, as the Valley's getting busier, a lot more people are getting security. So call Command One Security. Family-owned and operated for over 40 years here in the Coachella Valley. Such a nice. They do such a great job. And they're right up there with technology. Don't let some of these other commercials. And frankly, they tell you stuff that they really don't even have. But they make it look good. So just give Command One Security a call. And they're just upfront and honest. And they'll give you a system that you know how to work with. Not something that you look at and never use because you don't understand it. Renova Solar, they do such a great job. We see them all over. Where there's some panels that they use U.S.-made sun panels that are last longer, better. That's really important. When you get solar installed from any company, I suggest certainly Renova Solar, but ask them, where are their panels from? Because if they're not from the U.S., and they're not sun power panels, so you could have a problem. All right, we have winner.
Yes, you do. You have Steve and La Quinta.
Okay. Hi, Steve and La Quinta.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm just great. I'm out for my late morning walk after the championship tennis match.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, were you in the tennis match?
No, this was in Australia.
Oh, this was on television. Okay. Who won?
Yeah, yeah.
Do we want to know who won? Who won?
You want to know who won?
Yeah. Okay, Steve?
Yes.
All right, that's fine. We don't need to know who won. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. Well, congratulations. You won tickets to the Living Desert. When was the last time you went to the Living Desert?
Boy, it's been years, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, well, fantastic. Remember, they have the new cheetah exhibit. Go to that. They have the camels. You can ride a camel. They have, let's see, the giraffes with the little baby giraffe. So Living Desert, just they're doing a great job over there. So enjoy it. Have a good time.
Well, thank you very much.
You are more than welcome. Steve, stay on the line so Sean can get your information. And thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, so Steve and La Quinta. I think I threw him off when I asked him who won because he probably then needed to look at his phone because maybe, I don't know. But anyway, sorry, Steve. Didn't mean to throw you off. But I always ask these. You never know what I'm going to ask. But I always love it when folks call in. So Steve's our winner of those tickets to the Living Desert. And if you need your knife sharpens, give Tony Quinzio a call at 310-365-5444. Actually, he does scissors and knives. You have that favorite pair of scissors or favorite knife that you like to cook with. Don't throw it away. He can sharpen them for you and get it all done. I know a lot of, you know, at hair salons and stuff, they have people like Tony come in and he just does a bunch of things at once there. But he can tell you where you can meet him at one of the local stores that he works at as well. He'll go in there and people can just bring their knives and scissors and he'll do it right there. Or depending on how many you have, he can come out to your home. So it's 310-365-5444. And all this information is on the Traveling with Francois website. And let's see, Indian Ridge Country Club. We love them. They have so many events going on right now. Yeah, I can't even talk about them. That's how many things going on at Indian Ridge Country Club. Diane Williams, she's going to be with us in the second hour. She actually is the on-site sales team there. And I might ask her for just a little bit, but we would take us a whole show to find out about all the things they're doing at Indian Ridge Country Club. So if you're looking for a place to move, change where you're living, you know, change from one end of the valley to the other. You're just a visitor. Come on in. Check out Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert right there on Country Club. Also, if you're looking for things to do, Desert Entertainer, pick one up. They're free. They're all over the Coachella Valley. And you'll see my picture right there on the map page. I have a nice ad in there to tell people about the show where they can find me. And again, Desert Entertainer. What I say is pick one up today, go on out tonight. No, keep you busy. All right, since we don't have a lot of free things to talk about, I do have quite a few paid events going on right now. One's happening today over at the Big Rock Pub. We can talk about that in just a little while after we have our guest on. The Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all, even alterations, and my favorite, press only. They are located in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center. Now, if you go in there and mention Traveling with Francoise and you have dry cleaning, and this is not good for alterations or wash, you'll get a 10% discount. Yes. So just ask Jeannie. Tell them you listen to the show, Traveling with Francoise. They're located in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center, Country Club Cleaners. And for your dry cleaning, you will get 10% off if you mention Traveling with Francoise. Okay? So check that out. Do that. And you'll love Jeannie. She does a great job. She does all my alterations also. I mean, there are places that strictly do alterations, but Jeannie, she takes her time. You try it on. She even suggests if it's a little too long, she'll say, are you sure you want it this long? Because it's going to be dragging the ground or whatever. And ultimately, the customer chooses what they want. But I like how she points things out. And she'll say, well, this might be a little bit too tight because if you bend, it's going to stretch across the shoulders. And a lot of alteration places don't. They say, oh, fine, whatever you want, and they just do it. But no, she wants to make sure that it's going to fit properly when it's done. So again, Country Club Cleaners right there in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center on Country Club in Palm Desert. Jeannie is the owner, and just get your 10% off and mention Traveling with Francoise on your dry cleaning. Happening, this would be next Saturday going into February, February 4th, the Palm Springs Cruising Association, they have their car show from 1 to 5 p.m., over 150 cars on display at the parking lot at the Westfield Palm Desert and the Northeast parking lot near Macy's and the Red Carpet Car Wash. They do have their big show over there. It's free. Just go on in, wander around. If you want to enter your car, it's $5 for an entry fee to show a vehicle, and it's the first Saturday of every month. So it will be February 4th going over there. Palm Springs Cruising Association. Lots of fun. This group has really grown. We have some awesome cars driving around this Coachella Valley. I mean, some very gorgeous cars. Oh, there's the music. That means I have to go. We'll be right back. Our guest, Felice Chiaparani, he'll be joining us from the Braille Institute right here on Traveling with Francoise. Don't go away. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 101.1 FM. I am Francoise Rhodes. All right, joining us in studio is Felice Chiaparini. Yeah! He just gave me a big thumbs up because I got it right. From the Braille Institute, wearing his Staten Island purple. I love that sweatshirt. Now, real quickly, before we talk about the Braille Institute, you were mentioning you wore your sweatshirt somewhere the other day, and you made a new friend.
That's right. I was at Kohl's, and I was checking out, and the woman happened to see my sweatshirt, and she said, are you really from Staten Island? And I said, yeah. And we started talking, and it turns out she went to the same high school that I went to.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Yeah.
Did you exchange numbers or anything afterwards?
No, there was a long line behind me, so I kind of felt guilty.
Yeah. Did you go at the same time, or was it different?
She actually graduated the year I started.
Oh, the year you started. Oh, right. But how is that? That's so amazing when stuff like that happens. All right. Braille Institute. I weekly tell everybody about all the free seminars, lectures, and programs. But today we're going to narrow it down just a little bit more. And we're going to start off with this event I've been talking about. It's a Sure Thing Friends of Braille Institute annual fundraising luncheon featuring Diane Sure. And this is on Saturday, February 4th, which is next Saturday, noon to 2 p.m. at the Thunderbird Country Club Clubhouse. Tell us why this event, this fundraiser, is so important to the Braille Institute, even though they all are, but this one. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this is our annual local fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So the funds raised here stay here. So, for example, last year we raised nearly $30,000, which was invested into our kitchen, and we remodeled our kitchen. I believe you were there for the
mm-hmm.
kitchen unveiling.
Yes.
And same thing this year. Our goal is to raise the money for transportation.
Ah. Which is key, and you and I talked just briefly about that during the break. It's key because there are a lot of single individuals out there that have vision loss that obviously can't drive, and they have to figure out how to get to the Braille Institute.
That's true. And, you know, I'm out in the community all the time, and that is what we keep hearing. It's like, I would love to come. I would love to see what you have to offer, but how do I get there? Mm-hmm. And so to answer that need, we're going to be starting in the spring with our spring session. We're going to be offering free transportation on Mondays to new students.
That is fantastic. That is really. So with a van, or how is that going to work?
Yes, we have vans. And if we have enough people, we have a bus as well.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Now, I'll make sure that I will remind everyone about this. Free transportation starts when again? Just to make sure.
The classes start April 24th. Mm-hmm. And that's our spring and summer session, and it's on Mondays. Going to have a special program on Mondays for new students to introduce them, to give them a taste of all of the different types of classes and services that we offer.
Okay. And how much is the luncheon coming up on February 4th?
The fundraiser is $100.
$100. Okay.
And there's a silent auction that starts at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. We'll also be giving tours of our mobile van, which is very interesting to see. It's kind of like a Braille Institute on wheels, which we take out into the community.
You guys do such a great job. Again, this is going to be at Thunderbird Country Club Clubhouse. Beautiful clubhouse. Who knows? Maybe the Obamas might be back in town and stop by. You never know.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be fun. But it's a sure thing. Friends of the Braille Institute and fundraising luncheon. Please, please try and go and support this. Have a good time. Now, Diane Schur, tell us a little bit about who she is.
She is a Grammy Award-winning vocalist and pianist. And she actually lives here locally.
Oh.
She's lived here for the past few years in Cathedral City. And she comes to the Braille Institute on a regular basis. We see her there. And we thought this was a perfect fit.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great entertainer. And she's, again, overcome her vision loss to go on and to win Grammy Awards.
So. Isn't that amazing? So that is a really nice tie, because she can speak to folks and really from the heart know exactly what they're going through.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. And is she going to be entertaining?
She will.
She will. How
she
fun.
Will.
So again, this is Saturday, February 4th, $100 per person at the Thunderbird Country Club. The information is already on Traveling with Francoise, but I'll give you a heads up again on the phone number here, 760-459-6331. Again, that's 760-459-6331 to buy tickets. Now, if someone would love to just support this event, they can't make it to the luncheon, I'm sure they can buy a ticket and say they're not going to be there. Go ahead and resell that ticket, but here's my donation.
Absolutely.
All right. I want to make sure that if there's a will, there's a way. We'll figure it out, right?
Absolutely. Right, if they purchase a ticket and don't want to attend, we will donate that ticket to one of our students.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Again, so all this information is on Traveling with Francoise website, so check it out. Right, the Braille Institute Felice, it is the season. Lots of things going on. Unfortunately, people with vision loss, they don't go by season. Once it starts, it starts. And they have to start dealing with it. The quicker, the better. The sooner they can go to the Braille Institute for all the help, all the free help and tips and programs that you have, it's going to help them adjust their life to this quicker.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what we want to stress. Anyone who has any type of diagnosis of any type of degenerative eye condition, even if their vision is still fairly good, it's never too soon to come in and start learning about our programs and our resources.
Right, and get ahead of the game. So if and maybe it might not, everyone is different. However, if your vision loss does progress to get worse, you will already be familiar with a lot of the programs that you can help yourself with instead of trying to learn some of these things after the fact.
Exactly.
That's
if you
so
have
important.
Those skills in place, it makes it so much easier.
So tell us about your Monday programs now. These are the programs that are going to be offering the free transportation. The classes begin in April. But tell us about these new programs that you have coming up.
Right. You know, I go out into the community a lot, and one of the biggest issues I hear people who have vision loss is, I would love to come to your center, but I have no way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is we're creating a special class track on Mondays that will focus on people who are new to Braille Institute, people who are coming for the first time. And as part of that, we're going to be offering free transportation for that semester. That way there, when they come, they can learn of the different transportation options that are out there. There actually are quite a few options. Most people may not be familiar. Mm-hmm. Sunline offers paratransit. They also offer taxi vouchers. People who qualify can get taxi vouchers, and it's 50% off on a taxi ride.
I did not know that. That is right there. That's priceless, that information. I did not know that. Now, the Braille Institution is located on Ramon Road in Cathedral City. And I think a lot of people don't realize that you welcome people with open arms. They can stop by at any time.
Absolutely.
To chat with your associates there and talk to them and maybe sign up for these programs. And that's one thing I wanted to ask you. Do people need to sign up in advance?
It's helpful. It's mm-hmm. really helpful to give us a call. That way there we understand what your particular challenges are, what your particular needs are, and we can steer you towards the classes, the programs, the resources that would best help you accomplish what you want to do.
All right. And I'm looking here. The classes emphasize basic life skills and focus on new techniques to help people live well with low vision, celebrate life through arts and healthy living, and feel more confident with daily living safety tips. Just all invaluable information here. And this is a spring-summer session, begins on April 24th. But don't let that date there stop you from going to the Braille Institute right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just please go on in there. You have an extensive library. You have a computer room. There's so many options there that you can help folks with vision loss. Now, you also have your free weekly seminars. Tell us about those.
That's right. Our seminars are on Friday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon. We offer free seminars. They're open to the public, and they focus on different aspects of vision loss. We have a few coming up that actually we have invited doctors in to talk about the latest in research. In, for example, I believe we have glaucoma coming up.
You do. You have traveling safely on the 3rd. Mm-hmm. Coming up, you have understanding vision loss. Yes, you have glaucoma update, macular degeneration update. That's later on in April. You cover a wide variety of topics here because the doctors often, we don't understand their lingo.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they go through all this stuff and show you pictures. And by that time, I think the patient is frustrated and upset, and they don't quite focus on what they should be focusing when the doctor talks to them.
Well, and also in these areas, research is continuing, on an ongoing basis. So the doctors come in and share their latest findings on what's working, what's not working, and what's in the pipeline in terms of new treatments for people with these types of visual impairment.
Mm-hmm. It really is all fascinating. And then you have something else, and February is just right around a corner. You have Live Well with Low Vision. Learn how to take advantage of your free programs. Monday, February 13th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This includes a free lunch. Tell us a little bit about this day at the Braille Institute.
Right. And again, as I was saying earlier, this is a good way for people who are new to Braille Institute or want to learn more about our programs and services to come and to see exactly what we have to offer. So we're offering this special, we call it a day of discovery, mm-hmm. For people to come in and experience all that Braille Institute has in order to help them. And hopefully they will sign up for more classes or at the very least sign up for library services.
And something I want to point out as well, and Felice, you guys are doing a tremendous job with the Braille Institute here in the Coachella Valley and Rancho Mirage. Clients, I'm going to call them clients, and they can just be dropped off. They don't need to have someone with them. I think some people are worried, well, does my ride have to wait for me while I'm in one of the seminars or the classes? I'm sure there's not a problem with them just being dropped off and picked up afterwards if that's what works for that family.
That's correct. Again, our building is designed to be low vision friendly, so mm-hmm. people come in. It's a very safe environment. People feel very comfortable there. There's people to guide them through the building, to get them seated, whatever their needs are. So there's no need for them to have a companion, unless, of course, they want
another person. Unless they want them there. Well, Felice, thank you so much for stopping by. I always love having you here. Vision loss is just a huge problem. People are living longer. Life is changing. People are living longer. Their eyes, they've used them all their life, and they get tired. And so they need some help, and the Braille Institute is there to help. Of course, their website is brailleinstitute.org/Rancho Mirage, or you can give them a call today to RSVP for any of these, and it will be on the website. But please just call them and talk to the folks at the Braille Institute at 760-459-6334. Thanks so much, Felice.
Thank you. Always good to All see right. you, Francois.
Okay, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about events that you have to pay to go and enjoy. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Well, it's time for the Get a Life Weekly Priced Events, which is brought to you by Desert Arc Attire in Thousand Palms. Yes, Thousand Palms. Desert Arc Attire is now across from the Coachella Valley Brewing Company. I don't know one of those out there. But anyway, it's right there on Gunther Street in Thousand Palms. Call them today, 760-343-7333. And they supplied us with our Traveling with Francois baseball caps on our courtside trip, and everyone loved one. But only newbies got the hats this time, because people that have received hats before, they didn't get them. So again, don't forget the Braille Institute and all the events that they have going on. For Diane Shure, the number is 459-6331. For their programs in-house, 321-1111. And I will make sure everything is posted, which it already is, on the website Traveling with Francois. All right, Rock the Ride happens today, Sunday, January 29th from 1 to 5. It is happening at the Indian Springs Golf Club at the Big Rock Pub. It is to raise money for the Desert Cancer Foundation here in the desert. And it happens again today, the 29th, from 1 to 5 p.m. Pre-party, live band, 200 classic cars. Going to be a lot of fun at the Indian Springs Golf Club. And the cars are going to be parked out on the 18th hole. Donate $20 and get happy hour specials at the Big Rock Pub, hosted by Indian Springs Golf Club, benefiting Desert Cancer Foundation. So see if you can make your way on over there today between 1 and 5. Again, donate $20. They'd really appreciate it. And that's why I said this was a paid event. So we get those donations out there. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I have yet to make it over to the Big Rock Pub. I know a lot of people have. That's on my list. I don't know if I'll make it today either, because I am filming tomorrow, and I just have a lot of things I have to get in order. So we'll see. But it doesn't stop you from going out there for Rock the Ride at the Big Rock Pub today, 1 to 5 p.m., live pre-party, live band, 200 classic cars, Indian Springs Golf Club on Westward Ho Drive in Indio. All right, polo. Polo's happening out there. Yes, polo is every Sunday now. You could go, and they have their matches at noon and at 2. It is $20 for parking. The games are free, but it is $20 for parking, because a lot of people come in one car. They tailgate. They bring all this food. They have a ton of fun. There also is bleachers. Bleacher seating is also available in the general admission area. They have a VIP section for $25, which includes VIP seating, complimentary champagne, parking, and the divot stomp. I think everyone does the divot stomp. Well, maybe this one they go out first. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's a lot of fun going out there. To empirepolo.com is the website, but every Sunday they have the matches out there at the Empire Polo Club, and it's really a lot of fun. If you've never watched polo, those horses are incredible, and the riders are cute ladies, just so you know. But it is lots of fun. All right, Palm Canyon Theater, they're in their 20th season right now, running until February 5th. It is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the Palm Canyon Theater. You tickets range for the whole season from $95 from two tickets. Season package is $295. But tickets for this event, I'm thinking run. I don't see where they have. They have all these different packages here and all these different. So you need to call them. You need to call the Palm Canyon Theater to find out exactly how much for each production the tickets are. Again, 760-323-5123. Or you can go to their website and check it out. You can buy your tickets online. So right now, again, Palm Canyon Theater, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. The Rammies are coming up Monday, January 30th. That is tomorrow. You're invited. The annual installation, gala, and Rammy Awards honoring distinguished citizens Monica and Timothy Bradley Jr. This is at the show at Agua Caliente. Registration and cocktails 5 p.m. Dinner at 6 p.m. Again, this is the Rammies. Individual tickets are $95 per person. Table of 10, $950. I was there last year. It's a great awards given by the Rancho Mirage Chamber of Commerce. Again, a great awards installation gala, and check it out and go and support the people in your community that are have, you know, get awards for all sorts of businesses in the Rancho Mirage Chamber area. Also coming up is the Women Who Rule Awards Luncheon for the Women's Leader Forum. That is on February 3rd. Tickets are on sale right now. Coachella Valley's 5th Annual Women Who Rule Awards Luncheon and Scholarship Fundraiser presented by Desert Regional Medical Center. Susie Harvey, Jan Salter, Dr. Sharon Brown-Welty, and Melissa Niederman. They will be honored for their extraordinary community leadership and public service. Again, it is February 3rd at Agua Caliente Resort and Spa. Tickets are $85 for Women Leaders Forum members, $95 for non-members. For more information, go to WLFDesert.org. And remember, this information will be posted on Traveling with Françoise. Valentine's is coming up. That means you need to go to B. Olson's Jewelers and make sure you have the perfect Valentine's gift there for you. Just in time for Valentine's Day, the High Desert Playhouse will have audience falling back in love with John Cariani's romantic comedy, Almost Maine. And this is out in Joshua Tree at the High Desert Cultural Center in Joshua Tree. A great playhouse. Go on out there. It's a lot of fun. Tickets are $15 to $24. And for more information, you can check out their website at highdesertculturalcenter.org. And like I said, this will be on Traveling with Françoise. The Gardens on El Paseo to kick off their annual charitable concert series. The next one coming up is February 4th. Benefiting American Cancer Society, Heatwave will be performing concerts. A one-hour concert takes place on Saturdays at 5 p.m. at the Center Lawn in front of Saks Fifth Avenue. Tickets go on sale at 3:30 the day of the concert. $15, which includes a seat on the lawn, two glasses of wine, and light bites. $10 from each ticket sold will benefit a local charity as listed. And again, this one coming up on February 4th, the group Heatwave, and it benefits American Cancer Society. Right, the A&D Center Architectural Icons Walking Tour happens every Saturday, so there is one next Saturday. It's at 9:30 a.m., starts promptly at 9:30 a.m. at the Union Bank, located on the southeast corner of Indian Canyon Drive in Ramon. The tour lasts approximately an hour and a half, and since it is walking, be sure to wear comfortable shoes, sunscreen, and bring a bottle of water. And this is definitely a very fascinating tour. It is $25 per person. It is limited to 15 people. And the information is on Traveling with Françoise, the website, to give them a call and reserve your spot. The Grand Marshal for the 71st Annual Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival will be Joe Mantegna and Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friends. They are the Grand Marshals of the Date Festival coming up February 17th through 26th. When we come back, because we don't really have enough time now to do it, I have a family four-pack to give away for the Date Festival. They have all sorts of great entertainment they're doing every year. I mean, I keep saying they keep stepping it up for the entertainment at the Date Festival. They have really have it streamlined. The whole festival streamlined. I went last year. Sean, you went last year. Didn't you go to the Date Festival last year?
I didn't go last year, but I have been many years.
Yeah, it's a lot. And, you know, I think it's people were worried about, I'm just going to say it, they were worried about it being a place where gangs hanging out and all this sort of stuff. It is so streamlined. It looks really good. They did a complete renovation. It's very well organized, sectioned off. They have the shows, the mineral shows, the jewelry. I don't know, the Riverside, for 71 years they've been doing this, so I think they ought to know how to do it
exactly.
By now.
Yeah, exactly. That's the biggest thing. They wouldn't let things go on that long if there was a problem with it.
No.
You know? And if you're that worried, go during the day.
Yeah, well, there you go. I like going at night because all the lights.
It's way nicer at night. But if you're that worried about this, go during the day. Nobody wants you there at night.
Because even all the animals, they have the animals, the 4-H are doing their competitions at night. I love the nighttime because of all the lights and the stuff and the noise. And then I can eat the food and nobody might recognize me. No.
And it feels like at night, it feels like a fair.
It does feel like
a fair. It doesn't feel like a fair during the day as much.
Yeah. And they have
you really get that vibe.
I think they have War. War going to be one of the acts performing. They have great concerts that are free with your, $10 price of admission, something like that.
Right.
It's crazy. Yeah, $10 tickets to get in. And if you buy them early, they're $9 for adults, $8 for seniors, $7 for youth. So really, it's just a lot of fun. No, anyway. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. We're going to shift gears and go into our travel mode. So stick around. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 101.1 FM. Like I said, when we come back, Diane Williams will be joining us, and we'll get a whale watching report as well. All right, folks. Thanks so much. We'll be right back.